Hello and welcome to the Change and Transition podcast, where we talk about navigating change. It's for people who want to transition from their current career and lifestyle to the career and lifestyle they've been dreaming about. Life's too short and the time for change is now. I'm your host and dedicated career coach, Crystal Deborah Okoli, and it's my mission to help people to make challenging transitions so that they can be the best versions of themselves. Here on this show, I use examples from my own transformation, practical coaching methods, and interviews with inspiring guests to help you to get the life you know you deserve. Let's get started. Hi, Naomi. Welcome to the podcast. Thanks for coming. How are you doing?
Hey, I'm good, Crystal. How are you doing? All right?
Hey, alive and well, kicking. That's good.
Yeah. It's all good.
So as I said, thanks for joining the podcast today. Really excited about it because it's a topic that so many people need, personal branding. And I had to get you on the podcast because one, you're one of my greatest, best, amazing friends ever, but also you're brilliant at what you do. So just so that, I mean, I know you really well, but just so that other people can get to know you, please tell us who you are and what you do.
Right. Well, thank you for the lovely introduction, Crystal. So my name is Naomi Koji Payton. I go by lots of different names, but on social media, I'm also known as KP. And I am a photographer. And what I do is I increase brand and personal visibility, attract people, more clients for their business, and ultimately make them more money. Now, that's important because in this day and age, you know, the market is so saturated, everyone's online at the moment. And with photography, you're able to stand out from your competitors. And with personal branding, even more so. And by doing that, you're able to up-level your business and your personal brand, be seen by more potential clients or potential employers, and really stand out from your competitors in such a saturated market. I mean, every industry, as you know, there's so much competition. The demand is very high. And with personal branding, it really helps you to stand out. So aside from that, I've also been an events photographer, and I just love photography with a passion. It's a way in which I can help bring out people's character, their personality, make them feel like the person that they've always wanted to be. You know, people get very nervous when you're taking pictures of them, and I just love how when I start a session with somebody, they're very shy, they're very timid, but by the end of it, they are bossing it and just leave the session just feeling so empowered. It's such a beautiful thing to see. That's a summary of who I am and what I do and why I do it.
Nice. Okay. So photography is what you do at the moment, and you're very, very, very passionate about it. I've seen your pictures. They're incredible. But you didn't start off in photography. Do you want to give us a summary of your career to date?
Yeah. So this is us going way back here. So Crystal and I, we were law students at Queen Mary, about 11 or 12 years ago now. I was an aspiring barrister, and, you know, I wanted to go down the law route. But life happened. I did my degree, realised that, you know, I just didn't want to study law anymore. However, my working career meant I ended up being in the legal world, you know, being a legal secretary, being then a manager, and I'm now basically a project coordinator in an IP firm. And it's quite funny, but, you know, I love law. You know, I love law still. But the creative side of me has always been there throughout. So even when I was at uni, I was working at media companies. I was doing a lot of media stuff. Painting, dancing, photography, filming, being a camera woman as well. So been very busy and very creative. And then, so for the past 6 or 7 years, I've been taking photography very seriously and juggling a 9-to-5 at the law firm with my photography passion at the moment, and hoping one day, obviously, for that to become something more for me. And yeah, it's been an epic road. We've had many a conversation about how I'm going to do that transition at some point. So there you go.
It will happen. Oh my gosh, yeah, I can see it. It will happen for you. And the thing is, it's not that you're just someone who is skilled at what you do, but you're just so diligent. Like, I've watched how you've developed over time. I mean, you've always, to be fair, even at law, when we did our law degree, you were always just so focused, got really good grades. So that just shows where you're going, I think, anyway. So, hey, when you get there, please don't forget me, please. Don't worry, we'll go together. It's fine.
I'm climbing
with you. It's all good. This is the thing.
Of course.
When you climb with your people.
That's it, man.
That's how it works.
You know, the one key thing I've learned in life, and even with you, is you have to surround yourself with like-minded people. And Crystal, and this is testimony to you and your podcast and everything that you do, you inspire me to be better, to do better, to achieve more. And so the fact that you're saying that about me, like, Crystal is one of the people that I will go to for advice, for encouragement, for that growth of and accountability as well. We always keep each other accountable.
We do.
And that's important. If you want to really succeed in life, if you really want to go and chase those goals and achieve them, you've got to surround yourself with people that have the same values, you know, are looking forward as well, want to progress. And that's you for me. You know that.
Oh, I feel emotional. And that's you for me as well. I'm trying. I have to complete this episode. Oh, great. So this episode is all about personal brand, and this is your area of expertise. So why do you think that this is important in a career?
You know what? It's very interesting because it never used to be. It never used to be. And now in the last, maybe I'd say maybe like 10 years, maybe. Shorter than that. I'd say the last 5 years, and even more so now during COVID, things have changed dramatically. You know, I know plenty of HR personnel who, when you're applying for a job, they will check your social media to see what kind of person you are, to see whether your social media lines up with what you're saying on your CV or on your application. And I've known some people who have not got the job because their social media is so too personal or too outrageous or something, you know. If you're saying to your employer that you are, you know, you're a hard worker and you're diligent, you do this, but all you've got on your Instagram is party pictures and like throwing up because you're drinking so much. I mean, all right, that's cool and everything, but that's not the kind of reputation you want your employer to see, right?
No.
And equally, prospective clients as well. I'm not saying don't put that stuff up there, but if you're going to, then keep it private because that's not the content that you want every Tom, Dick and Harry to see all the time. And remember, there are a lot of celebrities out there who have been reminded about their social media posts that they posted when it was 20 years ago. You know, we've seen this with the Black Lives Matter movement. We've seen this in so many different things where people have posted things from 10 or 15, 20 years ago, and it's come back round to bite them on the bum, because when you put things out there in the digital world, that stays out there. Remember that it stays out there. So if you want to share stuff like that, make sure those platforms are private and it's only got your, you know, your close friends and family or whatever.
Yeah, that's very true. There are so many people out there whose careers have been ruined by things they wrote when they were 16 or you know, even younger maybe. So I think the message there is double check your social media and just make sure that you've got things in order.
Yeah,
100%. Definitely. No, thanks for that. I think that's really important. So I mean, we've spoken about what a strong personal brand looks like and also what one looks like when it's not very strong and actually it's but how does somebody develop a strong personal brand?
So that's a good question. So let me just go back to some basics here. So when we're talking about a personal brand, for those of you that might not quite understand what it is, your personal brand is what sets you apart from everyone else.
Okay. So I'm just thinking, if I'm an employee, I may make my Instagram account private so employers can't go and look. So I'm thinking more LinkedIn. So on there, yes, you have your picture.
Mm.
And I get it. You shouldn't be taking selfies at a club or something and putting that up. But I'm just wondering also, how do you come across as, because, okay, so if let's say they're looking for something like they want you to be reliable, again, based on the job description, reliable, good with numbers, I'm just making this up now, and resilient. I guess, I'm not sure, could a picture demonstrate that, or is there more to it? Because I'm thinking personal branding is, yes, pictures, but what accompanies that?
So, yeah, it's more than just pictures. So on LinkedIn, let's say you are applying to a FTSE 100 company, right? Or whatever one it may be. And you want to make sure, now bear in mind, sorry, to begin with, your personal brand cannot be created overnight. This is a long game strategy, okay? So if, say, for example, your dream goal is to work for the CPS, let's just say, for example, right, Crown Prosecution Service or wherever it is, start showing up in legal groups, start posting, start sharing content that is inspired by that kind of stuff, or creative fields, whatever field or department it is you want to get into. Now, that's going to show that you are consistent in those fields because you're having an opinion, you are sharing content. Now, that all is part of personal branding. You are getting people to notice you, you are talking, you're sharing, you're doing all these different things. Now, one thing that I've done recently, I really love Simon Sinek. He is like a big motivational speaker. Absolutely love him to bits. He posted up something a couple of weeks ago. And what I did, and this is a very top secret tip for you lot watching, okay? When you have a high profile person who shares that kind of stuff, ask a question. In their comments, ask a question. I said something like, oh, this is really inspiring. This is amazing. But how do you do that in real life? Or whatever it was that I asked. And that post generated so much engagement, right, from other people around the world that they were messaging me privately. I'm being connected to talk to like a motivational speaker, another guy who does TED Talks. We were taught, like, it's opened up doors, right? And, you know, I befriended them. And these are serious people with serious followings, right? All because I asked a question. And what that shows to your community is that you are engaged, you are consistent, you are on it. And even if it doesn't necessarily have anything to do with your field, but this one does, it just shows your personality is coming across, your character, your values, everything. You're engaged, you're switched on. Because it's easy for people just to like a post or, you know, it's a one thing to comment and create a conversation. And I know that you spoke to, what was his name, a couple podcasts ago, the LinkedIn guru.
Mr. LinkedIn, yes.
Yes, Mr. LinkedIn. Dude knows what he's talking about. If you lot haven't listened to it, please go back and listen to it. Because he was dropping fire in that podcast. And same thing of, you know, you've got to be engaged. You've got to be switched on. Share, you know, if you've seen an article, share that article on LinkedIn. Get engagement. That's the kind of personal brand to build up, that your employer wants to know they're a self-starter. Your employer wants to know that, you know what, yeah, they're the one that I want to employ because they're engaged, they're switched on, you know. They really want to be involved. They really want to add value. They want to bring something. They've got an opinion. They've got a voice. They've got a strong feeling about things, you know. There are two types of employees or employers or business people in the world. There's one who they're switched on, they're engaged, they're motivated, they've got strong feeling. But there are others who you've got to keep pumping up every time. You've got to keep like boosting into them, and they're draining people, and no one wants to employ those people because the amount of time you have to spend in boosting them up, setting that fire again because it dries out. You want those fire starters, you know, you want them. Yeah, on LinkedIn, it's about being really engaged in your community. It's really about starting stuff and being proactive. You can be shy, but you've really just got to go out there. You won't get unless you've done something different, and don't wait for opportunities to come to you. Create them yourself. And listen to Mr. LinkedIn's podcast.
I think that that's brilliant. I mean, gosh, you know, there was so many, there was so much value coming from what you were saying. And personal branding is definitely, yes, how you present yourself, how do you look, but also what are you doing? And
what are you doing?
Yeah, because if it's genuine, it will come through on your LinkedIn. Yeah. They'll, because they can see comments, can't they? They can see what you like.
They see your activity.
They can see your activity, exactly. So Nay, you have just given us so much today. This is is great. I mean, I've already got ideas on how I'm going to improve my personal brand even more. Oh yes, we'll talk later. But if people want to get in touch with you, they want to learn more, they want to develop themselves more in this space, how can they find you?
Yeah, so on LinkedIn, I'm on there. It's Naomi Koji hyphen Payton. That's Naomi Koji hyphen Payton. If you type that in on Google, you'll find all of me on there. I'm on Facebook under that same name. I'm under Instagram. Instagram is kira.koji, which is kira.koji, K-O-J-I. And equally, you can reach out to Crystal and she's got my details anyway. so yeah, please don't be afraid if you've got questions. You know, I also offer visual content consultancy as well. If you're not ready for a photo shoot or anything like that, I help to look at what you're already putting out there, give you some ideas and some tips on how you can improve. So get in contact with me and we can help you with that. But thank you so much, Crystal, for your time. You know, I can talk for a long time. So, we've done well.
We've done very well. So, Nay, thank you for coming on the podcast. Thank you so much for sharing what you know. I know there's so much more. So people get in touch with Naomi.